This is Wild About Utah.
If you like drinking carbonated water as much as I do, you'll be happy to hear that you can drink as much as you like, absolutely for free, just north of the Utah border in Soda Springs, Idaho. When settlers heading to California passed through this area on the Oregon Trail, they saw the many bubbling natural springs. In her diary in 1838, Sarah White Smith wrote, "This is indeed a curiosity. The water is bubbling and foaming like boiling water." But the water wasn't hot. She also wrote how delighted she was when she made bread with the water. The bread was as light as any prepared with yeast. All this stirred up some fond memories I have of my high school science teacher, who always made interesting things happen in the classroom. She put a pinch of sodium bicarbonate, commonly known as baking soda, in a dish and added a couple tablespoons of water and vinegar. Voila! The dish began bubbling and foaming like boiling water. For centuries, something like this has been going on under the ground in Soda Springs. The carbonate rocks are mixing with slightly acidic water, sending CO2 bubbles to the surface. In 1887, Soda Springs had grown to a bustling town. Some enterprising residents came up with a plan to capture the CO2 gas. They built giant drums over one of the springs and then built a 5-mile pipeline to their bottling plant. There they mixed the gas with clear water from another spring and bottled it. The soda water was shipped out by railroad far and wide. It won first place at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893 and again in the World's Fair in Paris in 1905. A decade later, another group of businessmen in Soda Springs went to work on a plan to build a mineral water swimming pool resort. On December 2, 1937, drillers dug down 315 feet. No luck. They went to dinner. Then they heard a gush of water shoot up outside the window. They said it was roaring like a dragon. The whole area was enveloped in water vapor and Main Street was flooded. It took them 2 weeks to cap it. The water wasn't warm, so the businessmen abandoned their plan for a swimming pool resort. The town people knew it was artificial. It was man-made. But a plume of water shooting 100 feet into the air is an impressive sight to see. Engineers put a timer on the cap. Now the carbonated water shoots up for 8 minutes every hour on the hour. You can watch it for free. As for drinking the naturally carbonated water, the city has set aside 3 springs. My guide took me to his favorite site just outside of town. We scrambled down the grassy hillside to a small bubbling pool about the size of a basketball. He whipped out a cup and dipped it in. I drank. It was cold and fizzy. "Good as Perrier," I said. He smiled. "Now I like you." I liked him too. Even more, I love drinking this tasty treasure bubbling up from the ground. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.